Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Sandra Dopp with Victory Christian Academy about her students' performances for veterans.
Veterans Day celebration coming up, and Victory Christian Academy is going to be doing a performance partnered with the Indianola Hy-Vee. Tell us a little bit about that.
Victory Christian started many years ago doing a small one here in the building, and just wasn't enough space, and began to partner with Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is generous to provide all of the food for the morning, and it's a beautiful, very good, very delicious buffet. And then the children perform. So we start serving at 7 in the morning, and the children perform at 8:30, and it's finished serving by 10 o'clock. So it'll be that morning with the children doing patriotic songs and some poems, recognition of veterans, and those kinds of things. We've had a theme this year of honor. So we do this every year, but it's kind of special to us this year as we've been learning what it means to honor others.
What have you seen in terms of, the response from veterans who get to see these kids do this type of thing on a national holiday, but also seeing them get involved?
I think one of the things that makes it special for veterans is that carrying on of the traditions, singing of the patriotic songs, knowing how to fold a flag and showing what the folding of the flag means, honoring the fallen soldier with our fallen soldier table. So that I think it's just that they see that younger children are also learning to love their country. And they just enjoy watching children sing. Who wouldn't?
Absolutely. I think everybody does. What do the kids do to prepare? I know it's, you don't just show up that day and start singing. I'm assuming it's a long process.
It is a long process. In fact, it starts about the time school starts. And especially those little ones, we've got 3-year-olds when school starts learning poems, songs, singing My Country 'Tis of Thee. They will sing with the tape with the words in the background so that they have it all there. But they've learned the Pledge of Allegiance and those kinds of things from the very beginning of the school year, practicing over and over and over again to get it. And then the music teacher works with the kindergarten through 8th grade on the different songs pretty much from the beginning of school so that they're ready. And right now they're actually learning all of this and their Christmas program things at the same time.
What are the kids, I guess, how do you try and tie in the kids' education with also this being kind of a fun event as well? Get out, sing some songs, get out in front of the community, and it's a performance as well, but they also need to learn from it as well, correct?
Right. We want them to understand the history. And this year, it's very special because it's the 100th anniversary of the signing of the peace treaty after World War I, which is where Veterans Day started. And a lot of people don't even know that it started at the armistice after World War I. On 11/11 of 1918. So here we are 100 years later, and what's happened in that 100 years has made a big difference in our world. What our country has done around the world has made a difference. And these people who have been willing to give up time or decades, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 25 years of their lives, not give them up because they did valuable things, but to put that investment into our country, need to be respected for that.
You talked about the theme this year being honor. How did you come to decide on making honor as the theme this year? What did it coincide with the 100-year anniversary?
Well, the theme, we have a theme for the whole school year of honor. Oh, and okay. Picked a scripture to go with that. Just what does it mean? Actually, making a 3-part definition to it that we received from teacher training that we have, that honoring means showing that we are going to show other people how special they are, treat them as special, have a good attitude about treating them special, and do more than is expected. And so that's what, when we have an opportunity like that, we can actually act out the things that we're working with the children this year on that.
All right, one final time. What should people expect come our celebration of Veterans Day and with performance from the students at Victory Christian Academy?
Well, breakfast will start at 7 o'clock. Hy-Vee will pull in out there at the church about 6:15 or 6:30, and parents will start showing up to get everything set up at 7 o'clock. The doors open. They'll be served a delicious breakfast given when they're at the table. The students will bring them their drinks. We'll try to make them feel very special and honored. there's that word again. And 8:30, when we sing our songs, the little kids will start first. Those preschoolers will warm everybody up, and they leave with a smile. Everybody does. So then after that, I think there's still sometimes a little more breakfast left, but we're pretty much wrapped up and out of there by 10 o'clock.
Thanks to Dr. Sandra Dopp for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.